We've got Ophelia and
Leon
both in the studio.
Hello.
Ophelia, now, we've been given you a task to ask me anything. We're going to do this every week now.
Okay, yes.
Ask me anything, and this week you're going to ask me something. So what have
Ophelia's quick questions.
Yeah. How did you develop your technical knowledge?
My technical knowledge? That's an interesting one. I've been in the communications business since I was 16 years old, which is, gosh, I'm 50 or 65 now, so a long time ago. I can't do the maths in my head. And my technical knowledge is based on stuff I used to do with my dad, who was a very technical man.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an apprenticeship as a telephone engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And that he sent me to college and university and all sorts of places to learn stuff. So I developed it that way. I also have an interest in amateur radio, so I've got my technical qualifications through that as well, so I know about transmitters and receivers and radio waves and stuff like that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that did.
Go on then, what's the next one?
Where did you find out about Vectis Radio?
Right, Vectis Radio, originally when it first started, it appeared on that big billboard. Do you know that one that where the things turn round on, just opposite the Riverside Centre, mm-hmm. on the main road there?
Yeah.
It appeared up there with Vectis Radio when it's first going online. That's when I first heard about it. And my wife got interviewed on it for her business, and that's how we got involved.
Oh, yeah. And how long have you been working at Vectis for?
How long? Well, Vectis is, I did ask this morning, probably about 8 years, I would think, something like that. I can't remember exactly how long it was because I didn't note the date when I first started. Now we've got James this year. Hello, James.
Hello.
Now, you've been looking at gamings and things. I've got Leon here to translate from game speak to English because I'm old and I don't get half of it. So, but what have you been doing?
Essentially, I'm just looking at games, finding out which one's good to review.
Okay, so what game have you reviewed this week then?
So this week I reviewed Ark Survival Evolved. It's just this survival game where you need to craft stuff to survive, things like that.
Craft stuff? What sort of stuff?
Well, maybe spears, axes.
So we're talking defensive weapons?
Yeah, to put it into more kind of terms, you have... The world is also, you're put into a world of a bunch of dinosaurs as well. And so, as a human, you have to survive with dinosaurs.
I'm not going to get into the timeline problems there, but carry on.
Tech weapons are essentially extremely powerful weapons and items, just weapons. You've also got stuff like armour.
Right.
You have to beat bosses to get the blueprints for it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a lot of preparation.
What sort of formats is this game on? Is it on all the
platforms?
It's
on PC, PlayStation 4. I'm not sure about Xbox.
Okay, that's fair enough, but it's one of your favourite games, is it?
I know quite a lot about it, but I don't play it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. You just reviewed it and you've done you've kept a distance from it to review it properly.
No, because it literally costs £50 on PlayStation Store.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Even £50 for a game?
Well... Then, you should have got it when the sale was on. I got it for £15.
£15 for a game, it still sounds a lot of money to me. We've still got Chris from Cypher White in the studio talking about... Now, before the break, you were talking about you need more volunteers and it's Volunteers Week coming up.
Yeah, yes, it is. If anyone is interested in joining us or just finding out a bit more information, you can... in fact, we have a new volunteers manager. Her name is Susan. So if you are interested in finding out a bit more about us, you can go to our website, which is the usual iwsb.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 5 treble 205,
mm-hmm.
or you can email Susan, and the email address is volunteers at iwsb.org.uk.
Jasper, if you've got your obscure word of the week.
Yes, I've got it here.
Okay, what is the obscure word of the week then, please?
The word is adust.
Spell that for me, please.
A-D-U-S-T.
So it sounds like, it's spelled like it sounds, adust. Yeah. Not aduster.
No.
No, adust. Not adust either, is it?
No.
Oh, let me think now. I've no idea. What does it mean?
It means, well, it's actually got two meanings.
Oh, that's cheating, having two meanings. Go on.
Scorched or burnt, and gloomy or melancholic. Should I say some of the synonyms?
Yes, please do.
Arid, waterless, desiccated, dehydrated, sunbaked, burnt, scorched, seared, withered, and shriveled.
I must try and see if I can fill that into a conversation at some point and see what people's expressions are. They'll just look at me and pretend they know what the word is, won't they?